County Farm, 34. Jack Moss laying dead down the cotton road. Long John's running, where's he gonna go? I bet he's gone down to the Sapelo. Mama's old on the Sapelo.
Now that song can only mean one thing, Doc Bill, and that is we're about to talk about Sapelo, our most favorite place to go. And we just finished talking about a cruise along the Norway coastline that is not really a ferry, it's a voyage, but they do have locals who get on and use it as their transportation. And Sapelo has a ferry.
We do. We have actually two ferries.
Mm-hmm. One is a little faster than the other, so I'm always happy when I arrive at the dock and it's a fast ferry going over. But both are very nice, nice ride over. That's kind of your introduction into Sapelo, don't you think?
I think it's a great introduction when you think about it. I mean, you go on a ride that's anywhere from 15 minutes to 25 minutes. You see some of the great lowlands, some of the great marshes, and it's a beautiful ride. It's a great experience. You see dolphins running in front of the boat sometime and a lot of beautiful seafowl.
And, you know, there have been a couple of times also, too, when I've taken the ferry, or at least been waiting for the ferry to come on a foggy day, and it's just something majestic about that ferry sort of coming out of the fog. I mean, it's just something really beautiful.
It's beautiful. And a lot of people forget that, you know, 25 to 30 miles off the coast of Sapelo, as you get into the ocean, that's where the breeding grounds are for the right whale. And this northern hemisphere white whale, that's where we basically where does this breeding at. And that's a pretty special place in the world.
Well, it is a pretty special place. I mean, there are also some other sea life that's there, too. Now, some people may shy away if they hear that there are sharks in the water, but there's also quite a bit of research on shark and dolphins in that area as well, right?
They are, and there's a lot of it involving the George Aquarium. I mean, it's a great system. You have the part of this middle part of the state involving the coastal region. We also have manatee, you know, and so there are a lot of marine mammals that are down in that area there, and it becomes more important. But today, we're going to focus on Sapelo and talk a little about what's going on down there, and some really neat things are happening.
Well, let's hear it. What's going on Sapelo? Well, I like new stuff.
The weather's
new
getting good.
Two,
we're going to have a new bridge put in within the next week going to Nanny Goat Beach. It's a bigger bridge, so we can have a nice, smoother ride on taking a golf cart or walking or biking when you get on the island down to Nanny Goat Beach.
Well, Nanny Goat Beach, is that like the most popular one? Or
it's probably the most popular beach because it's the easiest to get to. Mm-hmm. Then there's a beach that's more northern called Cabretta Beach. On the Georgia Barrow Islands, you get beach destruction and beach creation. And it's in the northern beaches where you get more of the destruction, but they're more beautiful. You have the driftwoods. Mm. The beach is always changing with the tides and the currents. And when you get to the more of the southern end, you have more beach creation, so the beach is a bit more stable.
Well, that's true. And that southern beach also, too, is where people sometimes have weddings because there is also a pavilion there that's covered. So if someone does want to have a wedding or some type of gathering, that's a really good spot for that because you have that covered area, but then you also get the beach.
And that's true. And a little trivia question we'll start now is, you know, the lighthouse is also on the southern end of the beach. And the question is, how many lighthouses are there in Georgia? A lot of people don't know that. But how many lighthouses are there on the Georgia coast? People should start thinking about that.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll have people think about that, and maybe there's something we can give away to the first person who comes up with that answer. So we'll keep teasing that along the way. So how many lighthouses are on the Georgia coast?
Good question.
That's the question. Okay. All right, you guys out there, are you guys researching that? Pulling up Google at this point? So how many lighthouses are on the Georgia coast?
Well, for the birdhouses, we're going to talk about briefly. We have, which had been brought back, an old store known as BJ Confectionaries.
I remember that store. It used to have great ice cream.
To have great ice cream. When we first came to Sapelo, it was one of the first things that we saw when we first came there. It was actually open, but we didn't get to visit it. But it's a unique place because it was visited by several governors, and it was also visited by President Carter. He came and stopped there and had some barbecue and met the owners at that time. But this store had fallen into disrepair over time.
Yeah, well, now what's going on with it? So is the store coming back, or what's going to happen with the old store?
What's happened is the store has been brought back. We've brought the original store back and improved it. But we've also, in the back of the store where there was an area of storage, we modified that and put in two small apartments so people can actually come and stay there because housing is difficult in Sapelo. We made these apartments so they're very, very nice. At the same time, they're a bit less expensive than the birdhouses. So that gives a lot more options, and they're also wheelchair accessible.
But now you said they're a little less expensive than the birdhouses, but they're part of the birdhouse series, though, right?
They're still part of the birdhouse series. They're still managed by the Savoy Birdhouses, and you still get a lot of great things there.
Yeah, so you still get all of the luxury. Because I always like to say with the birdhouses, it's like being in an urban kind of setting inside your cabin or your cottage, but you're in a natural setting. So you get the Wi-Fi, you get the flat screen TV, you get the, you know, nice high thread count sheets and those kind of things that...
And the gourmet kitchen.
And the gourmet kitchen, of course, but I don't know who wants to cook while they're on vacation, but the gourmet kitchen is definitely there. Well, yeah, Doc Bill. Joe's pointing over to Doc Bill. Yeah, we do want Doc Bill to cook. You're absolutely right about that, Joe. He just made some really great cod soup as part of our Norway conversation that we just had. So you could do that also, too, I'm sure, with clams or with oysters and some of the other great seafood that you can get. So you would cook, but these new cottages do have all of the same amenities that are known for the Sepal Island Birdhouse series of cottages, right?
They do. And I mean, if you can dig your own clams, catch your own shrimp, and find your own crabs, you kind of want to cook. You want to get something that fresh. And again, when you go out and gather these, it's a family adventure. You get to see how these animals live, where they're found out in the wild. And I think people enjoy that whole aspect of it.
And the people on Sapelo would be willing, I'm sure, to give some folks instructions on how to do that.
Instructions, tour, show you where the wildlife's at.
Right, because I've actually seen them going out to collect some of the oysters and things like that. Mm. And they come back with really big buckets full of them, so right. That's a great thing.
Well, these places have names, and these two new little suites, and one is called the Tea Cake Cottage Suite, and I think you named that one.
I did name it the Tea Cake Cottage Suite, and the reason why I named it that is because when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to make tea cakes. And I don't know if anyone out there listening grew up eating these tea cakes, but they remind me a little bit of like just a big sugar cookie with maybe a little bit of extra, you know, maybe cinnamon or something added to it. But that was the best thing. My grandmother would meet my sister and I when we were coming home from school, and she'd have one of these big tea cakes ready for us. Nice, still nice and warm right from the oven. And that was the best thing. I still think about those cookies now. And I've not really had that exact same recipe. So that's one of my disappointments, is that I don't have my grandmother's recipe for that. So if anyone out there has a tea cake cookie recipe, please put that on Facebook or send us an email with it, because I'd love to make that. But yes, I did name one cottage the Tea Cake Cottage Suite, because these are sweets.
And the second one is called the Candy Cottage Suite.
Well, that's because I like candy, but that's not too hard to understand. I guess it could have been named the Ice Cream Cottage or something, since ice cream was really popular. But really, though, both names are really reflective of what the store, which they're on the back of, the old store, was known for. It was known for the sweets and the goodies and those things.
And that's BJ Confectionaries. And the store itself is under the development now to become a museum on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically will showcase the history of the people in the Hog Hammock community.
And that really, you know, very, vibrant and still really very popular Gullah Geechee culture. So they'll get a chance to see things like the sweetgrass baskets, which are actually made still on Sapelo. And they actually go out and gather all of the materials that they need to make those baskets and process them.
As well as making the casting net, and mm-hmm. don't forget a little bit of the history and photographs of gathering the Sapelo Island red peas. So the history of our Geechee Gullah people will be there, and that's the only Geechee Gullah culture we actually have that's on a barrier island on the Georgia coast. So that'll be a unique history to have that place put there.
It really will, and I really hope also, too, that there will be some photos of the seine fishing also, because that's fascinating to see when they go out with the warmer weather, pull those big nets and bring them in. So how can folks then book one of these new cottages, Doc Bill?
You can go to sapelowislandbirdhouses.com. That's our website, sapelowislandbirdhouses.com, or you can call the phone number 912-223-6515.
And if you want to also, you know, send us an email for it, when you go to that website, there will be some links there where you can just pop us an email really quickly and go ahead and get you booked so you can go fishing, shrimping, crabbing, all those wonderful things. Yum, yum, yum. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. We'll be back in a minute. You never call my name.